The Last of Letterman.
Thank you and good night.
Tributes for a new mom in uniform.
She's a tremendous officer and even better person.
Summer job forecast.
Businesses are hiring and they're paying more.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. It was one for the ages last night on television.
It's The Late Show with David Letterman.
David Letterman wrapped up his record 33-year career on late night TV with the final CBS Late Show, a send-off that featured presidential proclamations.
Our long national nightmare is over.
Our long national nightmare is over.
Our long national nightmare is over.
Our long national nightmare is over. Letterman is retiring.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's tonight's top 10.
Big stars told us the top 10 things they always wanted to say to Dave. There was Seinfeld star Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Thanks for letting me take part in another hugely disappointing series finale.
Bill Murray at number one.
I'll never have the money I owe you.
Oh, no. There's nothing.
A revved-up audience witnessed the end of an era.
It was like moving. It was energetic.
It was so touching. It was wonderful.
I've never seen such a humble man in my life.
Letterman's own farewell was touching after more than 6,000 broadcasts.
People have been saying lovely things about us, and it's really been over the top. And I can't tell you how flattering, embarrassing, and gratifying it has all been.
There is a potential spoiler for people who slept through it and recorded the show without adding extra time. It ran almost 20 minutes long. Well, 9 miles of Central California coast have been fouled by this week's oil spill. CBS's Carter Evans is covering the round-the-clock cleanup effort.
Cleanup crews were out here all day yesterday, and they've actually made some significant progress. The rocks out here and some of the sand is looking a lot better, but they still got a long way to go.
More than 100,000 gallons leaked into the Pacific Ocean from an onshore pipeline that broke. Santa Barbara County DA Joyce Dudley is considering criminal and civil action.
Animals have died and suffered. The kind of effect that this oil will last a lifetime, and we want to hold whoever is responsible for this responsible.
The company that runs the pipelines apologized and says it will pay for the cleanup. Washington, D.C. police have identified and are searching for a suspect, Darren Wint, in the murders of a high-powered couple, their son and housekeeper. Their bodies were found last week in their burned-out home. CBS's Wyatt Andrews is covering.
Police believe that Wint and possibly other assailants held the family captive overnight last Wednesday, eventually torturing them until death. But while holding the family in terror, they took time to order a Domino's pizza online with instructions that it be left outside. That pizza gave the police their biggest lead. The Washington Post reports that DNA left on the leftover pizza crust matched the DNA of Darren Dillon Wint.
Well, now to Omaha, Nebraska, where a police officer who was a brand new mother was killed in a gun battle with a shooting suspect who was also killed. 29-year-old Carrie Orozco's daughter was born prematurely and is to be released from the hospital today. Police Chief Todd Schmadeker.
I just can't imagine that this has even happened, but Officer Orozco is a top-notch individual in the city of Omaha. Owes her a debt of gratitude and her family like no other.
Orozco was due to take leave beginning today to be with her new daughter. Postal worker Donald Hughes goes to court today in Washington, a day after his indictment by a grand jury on 6 charges. He set off a new round of security questions after flying a gyrocopter to a landing on the Capitol's West Lawn last month. CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
Prosecutors say the Florida man had no certificate to operate his gyrocopter and that he violated 3 no-fly zones in getting it to the west front of the Capitol. Among the lesser counts Hughes faces, operating a vehicle falsely labeled as a postal carrier. The mailman's copter had the Postal Service logo on the tail.
Senator and GOP presidential candidate Rand Paul spent more than 10 hours speaking on the floor of the U.S. Senate yesterday.
I think the first thing we ought to do is not replace this system.
He decried the NSA's mass collection of phone data as lawmakers consider the renewal of key sections of the Patriot Act. He wrapped things up just before midnight.
I want to thank my staff for their help in a long day. Thank you, Mr. President, and I relinquish the floor.
Also in the Senate, allies of President Obama are scrambling for the votes to save the administration's trade agenda. As we hear from CBS's Dan Revive, Republicans are circling August 6th on their political calendars.
That's the date of the first debate of the presidential campaign. It'll be on Fox News and Facebook, and they've decided to invite the 10 candidates who are strongest in an average of 5 national opinion polls. But by August, there might be 17 Republicans running for the White House. CBS News senior political editor Steve Chigaris says they can't all be on stage.
That really would only allow people to talk for 1 or 2 minutes or 3 minutes and get a couple of questions in.
In the last 2 campaigns, there were 9 and 10-person debates.
A new government report finds 88% of public schools now have a written plan for how to deal with an active shooter. 7 in 10 have conducted drills to practice. The survey was conducted in the year after the Newtown, Connecticut school massacre. Well, for students wrapping up the school year, thoughts are turning to summer and a way to make some money. CBS's Heather Bosch joins us now with a look at the summer job outlook.
To put it simply,
summer hiring is definitely heating up.
Jennifer Grass with CareerBuilder.com says 36% of employers surveyed plan to hire seasonal workers, up from 30% last summer.
And what's even better is that half of these employers are offering summer jobs that pay $15 or more per hour.
More than 70% say they'll pay at least $10 an hour. As expected, you'll find the most job openings in retail and hospitality, but also
financial services and information technology and retail, manufacturing, transportation, healthcare.
So a lot of different opportunities.
Well, a new global study says income inequality is not only bad for the social fabric, it's holding back economic growth. And it says the situation is acute in this country. The report says between 2008 and 2013, the income for the top 10% of earners went up by 10%. For the bottom 10%, it fell more than 3%. What seemed like an improbable reunion in Florida, a man and his long-lost dog. Here's CBS's Bill Whitney.
Duke, a Rottweiler, was just a puppy when he was stolen from Joshua Edwards' Florida backyard in 2007. Edwards had given up on ever finding him until he got a call the other day from an animal hospital in Miami. The dog had been brought in by a woman who found him wandering the street. The vet says it looks like Duke had been cared for until recently. He found a microchip that identified Joshua Edwards as Duke's owner. Edward says, I think he knew who I was right away. Bill Whitney, CBS News.
Reports from China say a TV drama there has been pulled off the air. Viewers of Let's Beat the Devils complained after a hidden grenade was pulled from a woman's crotch during a love scene. This is a World War II drama that portrays the Chinese resistance to Japan, a topic considered patriotic, so a lot of racy material had previously eluded censorship. And that's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.